first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 2012 and the Pet Shop Boys are playing in the background.
Absolutely, this is busting not it out.
Stuart Hall's asked for his personal collection to be played just for this show, because he's on the show again.
Afternoon. Hello, Stu. Good afternoon.
This is Pubcast 63, by the way.
You say that, this is your first normal podcast for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, isn't it?
I feel like I'm now the chairperson. You're taking my job now.
Yeah. That's James Staples, Sean Miller.
Hi.
And Mr. Dan Silver.
Hello.
Who isn't going to talk about Tottenham on the show, despite his tweets earlier today.
We should point out, if the show does stop, and it's a loud crash.
We are in the most unstable building in Canary Wharf.
It's absolutely crazy. The windows, well,
there's a lot of creaking
windows.
Going on.
Yeah. We're in a porter cabin, basically.
It's
without a
temporary
roof
bar.
On it. It's got like a blanket roof and some sort of rigging with lights on.
It sounds a bit like the dome, like the O2 that you're describing.
Yeah,
we're not in the O2.
Yeah, no, the O2 is slightly
more stable.
I guess it's probably a little bit more stable.
As well, could definitely take off.
It's about as stable as Gaza.
I don't know if the creaking is going to come out on the audio, but it really is making some noise, isn't it? I was a bit worried, there's a big hole there.
Jesus. What is that?
We are genuinely worried about the roof. Right, Christmas period, all the rest of it, lots happening.
There was loads of football, wasn't there?
What was your one performance of the festive period, Jim?
Okay, mine was, I looked at a collective, at Blackburn are obviously away at Man United, might get some nominations, but I'm going to go for Swansea. Their away win at Villa, basically on the back off they drew at home to with QPR, probably a better point of QPR than it is Swansea on paper.
Yeah.
Then they drew with Spurs, which the way Spurs are going at the moment is a phenomenal result.
Yeah.
And then that result with Villa, that was my performance.
It's been a good period overall.
Yeah, they're been unbeaten in the three games that they've played since between Christmas and New Year, which is phenomenal effort.
Cool.
So Swansea.
Cool. Sure.
I'm going to go a bit left field. New Year's Day, Blue Square Premier. Fleetwood Town winning 6-0 away at Southport with 10 men.
6-0 with 10 men. When did the man get sent off? Do you know?
Second minute.
Bloody hell. That's
2-0 up, I think.
That's a good performance.
Southport are fourth as well.
Fleetwood, where are Fleetwood in the league?
I think they're first.
Right, okay, well, it figures then. If they're that good with 10 men.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They should be up.
All right, Dan.
I've got half a page on Tottenham. No, it's hard. Like Stape said, it's hard. There were so many. How many ridiculous results were there over the Christmas period? It was. I'm sorry, I'm struggling to concentrate as Staples is doing some dodgy dance
That's
to
a good
I
dance.
Need a Hero.
He's dancing to Bonnie Tyler.
But now, what are
you going for? Spit it out.
Villa. I think Villa's 3-1 win at Chelsea.
Yeah. Oh, that's fair enough.
I think
Villa were featured twice.
Yeah.
Once again.
For being beaten in the Christmas period and then for winning in the Christmas period.
But that from being 3-1 at Chelsea.
Villa are just rubbish at home at the moment, aren't they? They are awful at home.
Yeah.
Which is not the way you want. Not as bad as Hartlepool. Who have now appointed, since we last spoke, they've appointed a new manager, Neil Cooper.
Ex-Hartlepool manager.
They've now lost 9 or 10 league games successfully at home. Losing 10
successfully.
Successively.
I wouldn't call it successful.
But to lose 10 games at home.
Intending to lose.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Slight slip of the tongue. Strike me down with a bit of lightning or whatever you want to do.
Because you wouldn't put the boat in if someone else did it.
Just a bit of scaffolding if this gets its
way.
It's very excessive of my successive.
There you go.
Go.
Stuart Hall.
Well done. Mine's probably going to be John Partridge. Most of you know him as Christian from EastEnders. He's currently playing the Prince in Cinderella.
He's pulled that one out, to be fair.
Or failing that, Bradley Johnson, prick.
Oh, that's going to be the first bleep of the year, isn't it? We'll get onto that in a minute, Stu. Leave that.
And my one is one that, first thing Jim mentioned, Blackburn.
It's just crazy result,
they had a draw at Anfield, and then they went up to Old Trafford and won 3-2. and they were 2-0 up, and when United pulled it back to 2-2, Berbatov got two goals. It was only going to be one team going to win that game, and it wasn't Blackburn.
No. And then they lost at home to Stoke, haven't they? And then what was the last result before? I think Stoke was their last game.
Stoke
was, Pete Crouch got a couple of
obviously
goals.
United have fallen again, back-to-back losses now. They got absolutely whooped last night by Denver Barr and his good buddies at Newcastle.
Did you see Dwight Yorke at half-time? Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
I don't think he saw the game.
No.
That wasn't a penalty. I'm like, everyone else sitting there going, Dwight, you've got me bonkers. That was such a clear-cut pen. And even I love the chance that they even went to a break, came back and went, so Dwight, you've had a bit of another chance to look at that. Still don't think it was a pen?
No.
Definitely. The more I see it, the less I think it's a pen. I'm like, open your eyes, lad. I mean, come on, really. But anyway, but no, that was all I was going to say. Rooney wasn't available for the Blackburn game, was he?
He was available.
Well,
he was made unavailable.
He was made unavailable for an alleged Boxing Day beverages.
He went out for a meal and a couple of drinks.
With his missus, or with Danny,
Johnny Evans.
And Darren Gibson.
Yeah. Two other regular first team.
Yeah. Apparently their performance in training, wasn't it? The next day was so appalling that Ferguson gave them a rollick in there.
I'm not even joking.
The chandeliers are swinging from the ceiling.
It's okay.
Shit.
We haven't been landed on by a jumbo jet.
No.
If this all goes peak tongue, I'm out the door with that football table.
Be the quickest I've ever seen you move.
That's not the door. I'm going through the window. The whole build, all four walls moved at that point.
Just in case that didn't come out on the show, that was scary. And the place nearly caved in.
Anyway.
It's a hole.
Are we alright?
Shit, the bed. It's ripped down there.
Now the staff are pointing at a great big whopping hole in the ceiling. Yeah. Go on, we'll be alright. It's not about extreme podcast.
That's the worst it's going to be.
Have you ever seen the end of Carry On Up the Khyber where they're having the meal and they're being shelled by all the people out? It's kind of like that. It's a bit of an old reference, but some of you out there might get it.
If anything does happen to us now, we've got no complaints because we've got a podcast of us just going, oh, it'll be alright, let's have another sip of cider.
Yeah.
Right, it's the last sip of cider ever. Let's move on to the QPR while we're there. Brandon Johnson, we know your initial thoughts. I can't believe that the FA didn't rescind
it. No, me neither.
I don't really understand.
I've tried to find it on YouTube, but you can't because the FA have taken it down. Haven't they? I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
No, the FA have blocked it.
But go on to iPlayer, be on Match of the Day still. For sure.
Sky Sports repeating themselves.
Sky Sports repeating themselves. No,
now, there's a surprise.
I do not believe that. Right, they're leaving. We're now the only patrons.
We are literally the only people, apart from the bar staff,
who may well be asking us to leave.
Sod it.
For our own personal safety.
Go on.
Awful decision to start with. I think Norwich realised after the first sort of half hour that with 11 men on the pitch, they were getting turned over, and they had to find someone to pick on to get someone sent off to even up a bit.
That's a bit of an accusation. I mean, you know, coming from a team with Neil Warnock as a manager.
I promise you, whose
teams have never done that in the past.
I promise you, it looked like we were going to do a right job on them. The fans were getting right up for it.
You're a proper slider.
Exactly. And then it looked like it was all going to turn around. Barton gets sent off and it all goes horribly wrong.
And of course, Bradley Johnson was seen at the Ali Pally at the darts. Holding one of the placards saying,
that was great banter.
Your breath stinks.
Yeah, that was great banter.
Fair enough.
Which is, you know.
I love the expression of his face.
To be fair to Barton, he hasn't really reacted to that bit of it. Has he? He tweeted about it.
But no, I love the fact that on Twitter he mentioned the fact that would it come to the point where players can now sue referees if they get it wrong, and now and the media jumps guilty. The media jumps. Barton's going to sue. No, he's not. He just put it out there, and every single paper jumped on it. Right, Barton's going to sue. He's not. He just said, would it get to the point where players can sue refs because of defamation of character and everything like that?
Barton gave. Well, he didn't give birth to a child, but
that would have been a story.
That would be worth tweeting. Yeah. His partner gave birth. Called it Cassius, is that right?
Yes.
Is that the first
Cassius
name?
Barton, yeah.
Cassius Barton. He was going to call it Audley, but decided not to. Went with Cassius in the end. What's your next league game, do you know?
We have got franchise FC, and then we have got
Newcastle away on the 15th, Sunday.
Away.
Yes.
Away.
Oh, that's a tough one.
The walls are moving.
Your balls are sliding, I need to say. Then your boys are sliding.
It doesn't look good, does it, mate?
Your balls are sliding down the table.
Yeah. Talking of balls, Mr. Christopher Whelpdale. Oh. Is that a link?
It's a very good link.
That's a link. Right, now, Jim Seamless. Jim has a picture, which he's going to share with the rest of the...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chris Whelpdale played for Gillingham against Crawley on Boxing Day. Crawley, top of the league.
Yeah.
Is that the picture?
That is... He did that in the Boxing Day game.
Is that his testicle?
Yes.
Those are his testicles.
And there are five stitches in
it. It was trending, wasn't it?
No. His bollocks were trending on Twitter. Right, Gillingham played Crawley, you're top of the league.
How's that? Gillingham, why have you got it on your phone?
Gillingham came from a goal down. Came from a goal down to win 2-1. Brilliant performance, one of Gillingham's best results of the year. There was a row on a touchline. Steve Evans, the lovable manager of Crawley, who everyone who knows football knows
isn't
the nicest piece of work.
Hang on, Steve Evans is a twat, was also trending as well, wasn't it?
Hashtag was going. He said the best team lost. Kept saying, he said it four times in the interview. Well, it's judged on goals, Steve, and you only got one. So
I was there.
And then
he's right.
He accused Andy Hassentyle of racism. I believe, and
he called him a Scottish something.
I believe he called him a fat Scottish something. And Evans reported it to the police, and the police basically said, "There's no case here." Right, so
what a horrible little man.
So anyway,
not little, he's
and Crawley, who actually drew at Oxford at the weekend, or on
Monday, the ladder out. Just
manager comes
them.
Out. Steve Evans goes, "Yeah, we were by far the better team."
Right, but getting back to my original point,
the testicle.
How did he tear his testicle out?
David Hunt, the midfielder,
lad came
slid
into
him, his foot up and caught him.
Went in, caught him around that sort of region.
Was he just an honest attempt?
Did he go for the ball? He went for the ball.
Well,
Sean got there just before.
Sean did. He took you to the post.
Damn it! It wasn't a terrible challenge.
Jesus.
And
Christ.
The player came out on Twitter and apologised.
Well,
he said, "No, don't worry. You're going for the ball." It wasn't terrible. At the time, I wasn't screaming for a red. He played on for a couple of minutes. He said, "That kind of hurt." Went to the side. I looked down, and it was just
gaping.
Fair play to him. It's five stitches, strapped himself up, bought himself a jock strap, played 4 days later away at Dagenham.
I was
in the terrace giving him a bit of stick as well.
Yeah. Having looked down and seen my testicles and that snake.
Oh, it's good banner. Away at Dagenham, he was taking throws and people were like, "Yeah, put your balls on the line, come on, well done." He was like turning around laughing.
I'll tell you what, you don't see him in a defensive wall for free kicks anymore.
No, definitely not. And then Gillingham were at home, and a player went down injured in front of one of our stands, and someone shouted out, "Show the real injury, Whelpdale, get your sack out." It was me that shouted. Both times.
Lad, that's not that's got me one of the worst football injuries I think I've ever seen.
I reckon so. The guys
one of the most cringeworthy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like
football fans down under. I think they mentioned it on their podcast. It was on News Now, like looking for Gillingham.
BBC had it as a story. It was everywhere.
Trinidad and Tobago had it as one of their main sports stories. I'm not even joking.
Is that not a wind-up?
No.
Chrissy Weir, Des, please, that's mine.
Bolivia.
That's a little bit racist.
It's not, it's an impression.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
Another thing that I noticed, and I saw this on your Twitter feed side, but we've now found out that it's not true.
Ken v Ken.
It appeared.
It was good.
Ken Barlow.
20 minutes while no one knew.
Ken Barlow was launching into Luis Suarez.
You're having a go at Kenny Dalglish, shaking your black ball from my goal.
Bill Roach.
Bill Roach,
isn't it?
But it wasn't Bill Roach. It was a guy pretending to be Bill Roach. It'd be very funny, I have to say. Telling Kenny Dalglish that he was blackballed from his charity golf tournament and stuff like that. It was very good,
actually. Never mind.
We still did a story on it.
Yeah, indeed. Right, transfer window's open. The big news. Bilal Moshi could well be off to Crawley.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Matt is going to be devastated.
Right, I
might have to phone him now.
I know the fans love him,
right.
But have you heard that the players hate him?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went. He got sent off against Oldham and they went out in the FA Cup, missed out on a game against Liverpool.
That's our banter, wasn't it?
He's about as
and he
as
got sent off and he travelled home with the chairman because the players didn't want him on the coach.
Really?
No.
It's not the first time. Apparently they all hate him. Fans love him, but they all hate him.
He's a bit of a flipping maverick, isn't he?
He's an absolute nightmare, but that's why the fans love him, because he's such a nutter.
Yeah, I'm sure he shows a passion.
I don't think he'll go to Crawley, and I'll tell you one reason why. Crawley got too many players on too much money as it is. They're going to have to trim their squad. They're going to have to loan players
out. I can't tell you how devastating Matt is going to be about this.
Other news. Did you see Vinna signed some Shamrock Rovers fullback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who scored that incredible goal, was it?
Off Shamrock?
Yeah.
It's one of the FIFA goals of the year, wasn't it?
That's right.
What, really? Oh, the backflip thing.
No.
This was a volley from about 40 yards out.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get that on the site. Is it on screen? Must be on YouTube.
Yeah,
Sean, that's your job. Get that on the site. Robbie Keane apparently signing for Villa for a couple of months as well.
Well, this is boyhood.
Donovan's done the same thing, hasn't he? He's keeping himself fit at Everton.
He's got an ongoing relationship with Everton, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's not a bad little deal for Everton.
Tim Howard has scored more goals than Landon Donovan.
Oh, no. Was that you that said that?
More than Torres, more than Suarez, more than
Robin Van Persie.
When it skipped off the surface,
that bounce is ridiculous.
What's it? Jaskalainen went for it.
Bogdan.
He went for it. He was only a few yards off his line, and he was still miles away from getting it.
Yeah. Did you see, to be fair to Howard, didn't celebrate the goal?
No, that's not to be fair.
That's not exactly.
I was saying that this morning. If you score,
mental.
Especially when he's got Tourette's, he's got an excuse. Come on!
He's just scored from 92 yards. He's got to celebrate. He should have run round the pitch.
Yeah. He should still be doing his Yankee high fives. But he's not going to do it again, is he?
It's unlikely, let's be fair.
Is it three other keepers that have done it before? Robinson, Schmeichel, and there's one other. I can't remember who the other one is.
In the Premiership?
Ian Hester, Manchester United.
I don't remember him getting ahead. Robinson's done the same sort of thing from
90 yards.
From
a dead ball.
Was it?
I was there when it happened.
And I think there was one.
Robbo's got a couple. I think he's got a couple.
He's probably
just come up for a year. I reckon he has, can't. He's a big lad.
Sky Sports News was showing the famous goalkeeping goals. The best goalkeeper goal of all time,
Jimmy Glass.
We will put the video on the website with all the background to it. It's possibly my favourite goal of all
time. Are you going to actually do it though, or is it going to be one of those things where we say we're going to do it and we don't put it up?
I look after the website anyway, so I will do it.
I've been watching it on Sky Sports News. He has absolutely hammered that, hasn't he, when the ball's come back to
all
him.
I will say is enjoy the goal. It goes up for a corner. Basically Carlisle are going out of the Football League. Comes up for a corner.
What's
in the last minute of stoppage time.
No,
ball drops to him and he just lends it
taking
back
a goal kick.
Celebrations, everyone's going loopy.
Everyone's
watch
on the
goal. All I'll say is watch the ref, right? All I'm going to say, watch the ref.
Will you have to get this up on the side now?
It's like that ball's
over,
isn't it?
He's
like that.
No. He just gets pole-axed by a fan.
See, the...
it's brilliant.
Blinding.
Liverpool Man City game.
Yes.
Apart from a brilliant performance by Andy Carroll, the other good thing was when Rayner dived over the goal, he whacked the ball
and
goes...
And smacked him right in the face!
That was brilliant.
I'd rewind about five times watching that again. That was brilliant.
Absolute genius.
Yeah, no.
Something else that I've noticed whilst we're doing, basically we're doing third eyes, but we're funny this guy, the soccer AM. Did you see the Sunderland QPR game? The fans celebrating.
The dog.
Yeah, what was that all about?
No, I didn't. What was that?
Right, I will put that on the site.
It wasn't a guide dog.
I tell you now, the site that will be on the site before 3 p.m. Have a look.
Right.
Nicholas Bentley scores.
How did he get that in though? I can't get into Palace with a bottle cap on my water.
If you listen to it now, go on the site and there's a clip on there that'll explain it all.
We'll have the Jimmy Glass goal, and we might have one or two other things.
I'll do it before I leave the office. It's absolute genius.
Brilliant.
Absolute genius.
Cool. Right, what else have we got? John Terry has unwittingly become the face of anti-smoking campaigns in
India.
He's obviously had words and there's legal action happening.
Personally, I think somewhere on the line he has sold his image rights for a bit of cash and they've probably got every right to be having that image in front of their bank.
I don't know, but I mean, what? I don't understand the relationship between having John Terry on a cigarette packet.
But it's not his actual face, is it? It's sort of the silhouette of John Terry, isn't it?
He won't like that. They've blacked his face.
Oh, no,
he will be going crazy about that.
No.
They better not tell
him. Staples. But it's not his actual face. It's more of a...
Sort of shadowy, grey, ghostly
sort of figure,
isn't it? It definitely is.
It's
not you, John Terry. No.
It looks a bit like you.
Just put it some Chinese guy. It's that. It's him.
Yeah.
Fong Du Wong. Yeah.
It's India.
He scored against Man City, didn't he? Did you see the guy that snogged him as well when he scored his goal? Miles offside. He got snogged, basically. He celebrated.
Yes. And Martin Tyler getting very, very excited with it.
Big time. Big time.
Very excited. There's a man on the ladder fixing the roof
with a staple gun.
That'll keep it up.
Definitely. That's what she said.
Right, what else we got? Steve McLaren. Now, a friend of ours, a friend of the podcast, a guy called Gav Stone, who runs a website called Les Rosbifs, which is a website.
Oh, Les Rosbifs.
I was going to do a French accent and realised I couldn't do one. He does a website all about English players and managers who ply their trade overseas, and he's broken the story that Steve McLaren could well be on the way back to FC20. We're just going to stop.
Yeah, but it's not actually happened yet, has it?
It hasn't happened yet. It's rumoured to be happening.
Still tall.
I'm talking. You're pointing a camera at me, which is slightly disconcerting.
1, 2, 3, 2. Put your head in the waist, Joe.
It's got to be in the way already.
There you go. Well, here he goes. Stay there.
Oh, dear.
Alright, hang on.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Right, good. Nice.
You can edit that out, can't you?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
That's lucky then.
Yeah, so Steve McLaren may well be back at FC20, basically.
Good luck to him.
I don't mind a bit of that. I mean,
it's not done then?
No.
Rumours.
I think they're interested in bringing him back, but nothing's been agreed yet. At least that was the case last night, unless something's happened since then.
I can't wait for his accent to come
Keep
out.
An eye on lerosbeefs.net, I think the website is. That'll keep you up to date. Not only with Steve, but it'll also keep you up to date with all of the English players and managers who are applying their trade overseas.
Oh, players and managers?
Players and managers who are applying their trade overseas.
Does that include like Welsh players then? Anyone play for Cardiff and Swansea?
It's not overseas.
It's a river.
It's not over rivers, is it?
Nah.
Right, what else have we got?
FA Cup this weekend.
FA Cup? What are you looking forward to? What game, Dan?
Well, obviously looking forward to the Spurs game. And I haven't talked about Spurs even remotely yet, and I'm really upset about it. But I'm going on about Cheltenham.
At home,
fantastic.
But
I did a little bit of research, and I suppose the only one that I found to be really interesting is Sheffield United versus Salisbury.
That's the only game interesting.
The only game that interests me, apart from obviously Man United, Man City.
Jules Stoke.
Thank you very much. We were about to
no interest in that whatsoever.
Well, that's because you don't know football. So,
boom.
I'm definitely outnumbered here.
Sean Miller.
Definitely not excited about a Palace game away at Derby. Yeah, got to be Man United.
That's
Man
a horrible
City,
draw. Horrible both draw.
Exactly.
But if we're talking Cup and Palace, we're all down three of the podcast five.
Go on to Palace.
Stuart is in the Cardiff end. It's the League Cup semi-final first leg on Tuesday. Stu's in the Cardiff end.
What are you going to do in a Cardiff? You hate Cardiff.
Exactly.
I hate Palace more.
The enemy of you my enemy is going. My friend. That's mostly
out of
work.
Are you going with anyone?
I'm on my own, am I? Steve Gregg. Welsh. He's a Cardiff fan.
Yeah.
And that man that doesn't like me from previous.
So what game, what one are you looking for?
I hope he's down, actually. Give me a call. Yeah. Don't.
Man City, Man United. Should be right.
A few years ago,
Man City, Man United would have been, that's a chance for Man City to play against the weakened Man United team.
No, Yaya Toure, though.
And Kolo, they've both gone, haven't they? They've
all I'll do is refer you back to last night's game.
Well, Yaya Toure?
No, I know, but if Yaya Toure is missing, that's no big loss when they're playing a team that were as bad as...
He is arguably their most important player, and I would argue that. I know David Silva's fantastic,
he gets the bat of pitch well.
He is absolutely magnificent. Player, but
the best thing about Yaya Toure is that whenever anyone says his name, I think they're talking about a Star Wars character. Jar Jar Binks, Yaya Toure.
That header he scored against Liverpool, that second goal, when he's going...
We went right over Rainer's head.
But he's going back away from goal.
Rainer was just worried it was going to hit the post and he'd come back in.
I don't know how many times you've been up for a header in a box side, playing all that football you play. But I can tell you that is one of the hardest things, going away from goal and heading it back. And it was a magnificent header. And the run for the penalty, he's run off the length of the pitch.
Stop talking about Yaya Toure now. I am actually looking forward to Manchester Derby. I think that'll be quite an interesting game.
Yeah.
Other ones, Swindon at home to Wigan. I think Swindon could well win that.
Swindon at home will beat Wigan. I'll tell you that now.
I think
they will beat Wigan.
And Bristol Rovers at home to Villa.
Hope Wigan
get straight down
to
bookies right now. That's going to happen.
Bristol Rovers, Aston Villa.
Bristol Rovers are struggling, but they've now got rid of Paul Buckle.
Buckle. So they've got a chance. I think they might do that. As we're talking about betting.
Yeah.
Sean Miller, high five.
Oh yes. Go on, Alex Terror.
To our friends over at Melbourne Heart, I know you're going to update in a minute, but Stuart, Si basically came over to me and Sean about a week and a half ago,
yeah.
And they've actually been showing Melbourne Hot Games live on Bet365.
If you've got Bet365,
the last
watch these games streaming live
just to do it. Yeah.
So to take you through, so I came over and went, "Have you seen the games on TV on Bet365?" I went, "No." "Have you got an account?" I went,
"You're just trying to log in."
And then I went,
"Out of your head."
Actually, I think I did have one when I was still at uni, about 10 years ago. I tried, you know, when you have logins at certain points in your life,
yeah.
I thought it might be that. Logged in, 10 quid in there.
Nice.
Yeah. They must have sent me because I hadn't used it for so long. So I put a bet on Boxing Day, won a bet with that, and then me and Sean were watching, it was Hart versus Brisbane, wasn't it? It was Harry Kill played for.
That was Adelaide. Sorry, Melbourne Storm.
No, the Derby.
No, it wasn't
Melbourne Derby. The one that I told you about.
Perth Glory.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, which was a few days later. And Alex Terror was coming on, and we like Alex Terror.
Yeah, we do.
So
like a bit of Alex
Terror. I put £3 on Alex Terror.
I put £2.
And what was it?
£600 between us we made.
Yeah. So we were loving it. And there's no one in the office.
Sound state.
When Alex Terror scored, me and Sean were going absolutely mental. It was like editing
this was
stuff. Just like,
there was
no one in. Just me and Sean going mental. Melbourne Heart had scored.
That's brilliant.
He scored about 2 minutes after he put a bet on as well.
I found out my younger brother, Rob, who lives in Hong Kong, is going to be going to Melbourne this year. And the guys from Melbourne have agreed that, well, they've basically not agreed, they've offered to hook him up and take him to a game.
Oh, wicked.
But I've also instructed him to come back with some shirts.
Oh, good lad.
So I'll have a word, again, I'll have a
or
word
a flag
before he goes.
Stuart, so he can wrap himself.
Or maybe a pet membership or something like that.
Bandana for the cat, please.
Bandana for the cat, there you go. But so I'm hoping my brother, bear in mind I haven't seen my brother in about a year because he's in Hong Kong swanning it up. So hopefully when he does eventually come back to England, you might come back with some Melbourne Heart paraphernalia. So
that'd be lovely.
They're doing really well. I mean, they lost their
last game.
I won't talk about that.
Leave it.
Stuart, FA Cup.
Get all territorial.
I just want to see Finger get some abuse. Stu's got tickets for the QPR game, but you're not actually going, or are you thinking about going, or?
No, I've got rid of it.
So we're at MK Dons,
yeah? I'm not going to that place.
Don't blame you.
Yeah.
Don't blame you.
Right. What have we got next?
Jay Demerit, film of the year, Oscar nomination.
Time for heroes.
If you haven't seen
it, like
guys,
yeah.
Go onto the website.
Rocky was a soccer player.
Oh, that was it.
Did it?
Oh,
no. Have you not seen it yet?
No, I've read it yet.
It's brilliant.
It's
just the voicing, and it's got the XX as well.
What if Rocky was a soccer player?
That was the first line, pretty much.
Yeah.
The video is sort of like standard, sort of amateurish video. But then they whack this Hollywood voiceover over the top of it. It's
brilliant.
It's on the site now. Football podcast.
Oh, I've got to watch it.
Check it out.
It is one of the best things I've seen in a while.
Right.
One last thing, Barnett. Do we know what's happening with the ground yet? Are they leaving?
They are leaving Underhill. Yeah.
So it's done.
Well, I think the council have basically decided.
Where are they going?
Well, this is it. They don't know.
We were talking about it the other
show.
We said
this the other day. The nearest professional football club to Barnett is Arsenal.
I was going
to
say Emirates.
I can't see them ground sharing the Emirates. Can you really?
They'd make more noise. I know that.
They would make more noise.
I've only got. I'm getting the Spurs in again, though.
Selling that.
Yeah. I can't believe that Spurs Norwich is Norwich's derby in the Premier League, isn't it?
Spurs
is the closest. It's 112 miles or something. It's the closest Premier League ground to Norwich. It's Spurs, so that's their Premier League derby, Norwich.
Swansea.
And Ipswich ain't coming up many times soon.
No, you're right.
Liverpool. South Wales, isn't it? So yeah, I don't know who's nearest.
It'd still be Liverpool. It's not that bad.
It could be Liverpool, couldn't it? It could be Liverpool.
It's quite when they're playing Spurs the other day. Like, this is actually Norwich's closest derby. I was like, ridiculous.
West Brom.
I mean, we're the same down at Gillingham. We've got no one. South End geographically are the nearest, but like driving wise, it's quite a trip as well.
Crawley's the closest, which was the other week.
Yeah,
which is Gatwick. It's only about 40 minutes, something like that.
Yeah,
but 2 hours if you were with my dad. Felt like longer.
Right, Baz, if you're listening.
The football podcast best Gloria Gaynor themed headliner 2012 so far award.
I'm intrigued.
I have no idea.
What
are you talking about?
Step up.
On loan, Jill Striker, Joker 4, gone back to
Bristol Rovers,
is it? Yeah. Yahoo headline writers outdid themselves. Go on now, Joe. Walk out, Kafour.
That went down better in your head, didn't it? That's really good.
It's good. It is good.
Do you know who
we've already been told?
I still don't.
They didn't know Gloria Gaynor was.
Oh, no.
I had to tell
them. I think Stuart probably found the name funnier than
even having found out who Gloria Gaynor is, I'm still not impressed.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Right, burning question.
So I like this.
Right,
like
okay,
this.
Here we go. Which team from any league would you say ended 2011 as being the biggest disappointment so far than this season? This season. We're not, none of this calendar year rubbish where you got all confused.
Oh, I didn't
we'll let
that
him
anyway.
Have calendar year. No,
anyway.
Either way.
Right. No.
So,
if
they're coming
can
into the
can
new
I do mine first?
I reckon I win. It better not be who.
All right. I've got like...
One. You're allowed one.
I'm allowed one.
One.
You're only allowed one. You can name a couple.
All right. I'll name one and then I'll do my...
Forest. Which team?
Forest.
That's not mine. That's fine.
I've got a backup.
Lost out in the playoff semi-finals.
Yeah.
Sacked Billy Davis.
Billy the Ram.
Hang on, is it this season?
That is this season, August.
Yeah.
He's getting on to it.
Right. No,
I'm with Danny.
He said missed out on the playoff finals.
I'm giving you context.
No, but that's not this season, is it?
No.
Let me educate you, right? They had a good season last year.
Wow. He's really digging
no,
into
I'm,
you, right?
I'm not having it. No. I'm not saying you said this season. The fact they missed out on the playoffs has got nothing to do with this season.
Well, yes, it has, because last season they did well. Yeah. They got to the playoffs. Right?
I don't care about last season.
Yeah, Dan, there's that bollock you've just dropped.
This season, they're rubbish. They're struggling. They're right down the bottom of the championship. That's why they're a disappointment. Last season, good. This season, not so good.
All Billy wanted was a couple of signings.
Better than that.
Go on in.
Villarreal.
Oh, that's a great shout.
It is a great shout. I reckon I might win.
Yellow Submarine.
Because they have got zero points in the Champions League. Mm. Got shifted, I was going to swear then. I got absolutely dumped out of the Champions League. Yeah. And are now sitting fourth from bottom.
Yeah. They are terrible. I've watched them a couple of times this season.
They're
sinking like a yellow submarine.
Yeah, like a yellow submarine. Yeah. They're only 2 points off bottom, I think. And completely destroyed as opposed to Champions League last season.
They've still got some decent players there, haven't they?
They're still really good on FIFA as well.
Stu, so yours was Forest.
Yeah, that's completely ruined it for me. Chesterfield got promoted and now just absolutely completely lost it. Ran away with the league last season.
That's a bit harsh.
They've been promoted. They're playing in a slightly better league now.
Yeah, but
that's what happens when you get promoted.
It's when we run away with a championship. Now look at the state of it.
Yeah, QPR.
Sorry, Sean.
Okay, you're all right. I just think
that was pretty bad.
Probably would have expected a bit better.
No, not really.
Honourable mentions. First,
any Chesterfield fans out there, let me know.
Honourable mentions, first of all, to Liverpool. Kenny Dalglish came and said, Man City spent so much money, that's why they won 3-0. You spent a fair bit yourself, Kenny.
A couple of quid.
You brought a turning. although I know...
£35 million.
Here's a question, just related to that, without...
I know they sit off. Go on, yeah.
I tweeted this last night. What's a better bit of business for Newcastle? Flogging Andy Carroll for £35 million or getting Demba Ba for nothing?
Yeah, they're both amazing.
You know?
But Kenny Dalglish has signed him and that other kid from Sunderland.
Jordan Henderson.
Unbelievable.
To spend, yeah.
And
yeah.
I know they're like a top man model, but can't play football.
Right? I know they're sixth in the league, but they're going to places like Man City and getting absolutely dumped on. So, honourable mention to them. Another honourable mention, Northampton Town, we've said it a few times.
They were the only one I was going to mention.
They spent quite big, in terms of League Two, obviously not big money in terms of anything else, but League 2 they spent out quite a lot of wages, so quite a few good players that you looked at for. They are good League 2 players.
I tipped us to go up
second bottom.
That's probably directly and the related to why they're down there.
The bad thing about that is they've already changed their manager once.
Yep.
They're the sort of team where they're second bottom and you think they'll change that and they'll fly back up the league and finish mid table. But the one I pick, Ipswich Town. They are 20th in the championship, but they're not far off the bottom at all. And I had a look, right? These are some of the players that they signed this season.
Yeah.
Basically, they lost Conor Wickham for £7 million. So in terms of revenue,
they got decent money for him, though.
Yeah, exactly. They only spent about £2.5 million in actual transfer fees, and they got rid of £7 million. These are some of the players they signed. Just imagine the wages: Lee Bowyer from Birmingham, Ibrahim Sonko from Stoke, Ivan Igamarsson from Reading, Nathan Ellington from Watford, Jimmy Bullard from Hull City, Michael Chopra from Cardiff.
That's a big earnings.
Yeah, £1.4 million.
Yeah, signing on fee went in one bet. J. Emmanuel Thomas, £1.1 million from Arsenal.
That was a permanent.
Yep.
Right.
Permanent. They re-signed Richard Wright. former yeah. hero for him. But yeah. the wages, he must be on.
Yeah, exactly.
They had David Stockdale, who's now gone back to Fulham, but they yeah. had him on loan for the start of the season. Keith Andrews was another signing from Blackburn.
Yeah.
Danny Collins from Stoke. The list really does.
A lot of ex-Premier really players on
you
top
are,
level. Yeah.
You are putting a dagger through old Steve. I said the other pubcast on a remember who's the
Ibisvich.
Ibisvich, right? He'd be putting a dagger through his heart. He is. And the start they had, and the way that they were looking, well, that team as well.
It's a good team on paper.
It is a good team on paper. And they've absolutely.
Have they had injury problems or what? Are
not really.
Been available?
No. Steve, let us know what's going on.
They've had them back now. So, yeah, and 20th in the league, and they're only about 3-4 points off the relegation, I think. So,
Blimey.
Would not be happy. And
yeah. That's why they came back in that game against Barnsley.
I was just going to say, that's why you've got to look into match fixing for that, surely.
What are you trying to say?
You've got to question it, surely.
Case in point, Keith Andrews is their captain. He absolutely ran that game, and there's rumours about him leaving as well. But I think Jules going to be out of a job pretty soon.
Keith Andrews has been their one good player by the looks of it. He's scored about 11 goals, hasn't he?
Well, Chopper's done alright, didn't he? Yeah,
Chopper's always the same. Chopper goes in little starts. He starts the season well, then he's rubbish. And he's just in fits and starts.
He always gets injured, doesn't he? Or reckons he's injured.
Oh, you can put your money on it.
Reckons he's
injured. Right, go on, Ty, back to you.
Pubcast, team to follow.
Melbourne Heart.
Dan.
Yes, treading on my toes earlier, so I won't have it.
Can we also point out that we found out this morning that there's a Tom Silver?
Yeah, there is.
He lives in Melbourne, runs the.
No, he lives in Toronto.
Oh, okay. What, he runs the Football Fans Day?
Yeah, I don't quite get it either.
Our friends at FFDU.
Yeah,
I love those boys at the moment.
They're quality, I love
and also, we're featuring their podcasts on our feed as well.
Oh, when did
so,
that happen?
So, we had one a couple of weeks ago, when we get the next one, we're going to put that on as well. So, you'll get a little bit of Aussie twang on
wicked
the,
and that,
on
they'll
the
probably mention Chrissy Welp then, and that's any Jules fans
they will
get on side.
They will. I'm just waiting for them to send me the MP3 and then
go really good lads.
They let themselves down today a bit with a Spurs reference to bailing out. Right, I'm bailing out now.
I don't know.
Go on, Dan, get in there.
Right, since I missed the one just before Christmas, but since then they won 3-2 at home against Melbourne Victory.
Big
news. Massive 3-2, great win. Then they went and won 4-0 away to Sydney.
Who are one of the big guns in there?
Who are one of the big guns, yeah. And then, unfortunately, there's just been a slight hiccup in the last game where they lost 3-1 at home to Adelaide. However, they are sitting in third place. On
Adelaide, isn't that where they send all the Neighbours characters? Is that Adelaide?
Yeah,
Erinsborough. No, that's where they
live in Erinsborough,
don't
they?
Oh, right.
They always move to Adelaide.
Summer Bay. No, that's.
Did Joe Mangle score?
That's home and away.
I don't know, I'm afraid.
He was a bouncer.
But yeah, they lost. Yeah, they lost 3-1 to Adelaide, but they are sitting third on 24 points, level with second place, with a game in hand. So they win their game in hand, they go second.
The team at the top
are flying. It's Brisbane. They're flying. But who they did beat earlier in the season?
Central Coast, the other team are doing well.
Yeah, no, it's not Brisbane, it's Central Coast
are doing well.
Something, I can't remember.
Brisbane Mariners.
Yeah. They're top of the league, definitely. Yeah. But they're just not looking like four at all.
They've got next game is away to bottom the league, Gold Coast United. With a bit of luck, three points in the bag, and it's up to second place.
And we need to. I'll keep looking at the results. The website's quite good. Have you got the official league website?
Yeah, it's quality website.
You can see all the scores
and get videos as well.
Yeah, and links through straight to the.
Unfortunately, we can't watch the videos. We're not in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I've never really had a second team apart from Gillingham. I've never really had a second team apart from Hastings because that's where my dad's from, stuff like that. And
you're getting into this now.
Yeah,
they've earned you money. That's why. That's why.
No, it's not. No,
it's not.
I was celebrating the goals on the game before when I wasn't there. Getting right into the heart.
I've got a second team being Brighton, being my hometown. But apart from that,
so Southend your third team then. How many teams do you have?
I don't. Two.
Okay.
I don't support Southend. It's just banter with Southend.
It's got as many teams as Man City can put out by the sound.
The heart of that's what I put a little bit. It reminds me of a third place, 24 points. Game in hand against second reminds me a bit of Tottenham Hotspur. Good on you, Yids.
Right, Sky Sports News time.
Brilliant.
It's been a while, and this one's a good one.
You've actually got one because I don't think we've actually had Sky Sports News for about 2 months.
I know, but I didn't want to, there's no point pursuing it if it's no good, right? So I'll drop them in when they're good, right?
Fair.
I'll bring you Mr. Vincent Jones Esquire.
Mr. Vincent Jones.
Star of Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
And
star of Snatch. Has teamed up with the British Heart Foundation to put together a kind of an educational slash awareness
very
video.
Educational.
It changed my life.
Yeah. Very
that's all I can say.
I know how to save a life.
And that's what it's all about. But how to perform hands-only CPR. He filmed it and he's done it in his sort of lock stock style. He's got a couple. One of the guys from Snatch is in it with him.
I think they both are.
And the other guy, who my good friend Jamie, who works at the FA, tells me used to be a DJ at a nightclub in Colchester.
But looks like a thug.
He said he's the second most famous man from Colchester, other than Le Mans or Lua Loire. So
right, makes him the third, then, doesn't
he's
it?
He's kind of a big deal. He's kind of a big deal.
The second behind two others.
The idea is you perform the CPR in time with the Bee Gees disco hit Staying Alive.
Stuart, have you not seen this yet, Stu?
No, I don't know.
I'll see if we can find a video on YouTube. I assume they put it on YouTube. But what we will do, we will drop in right now the audio so you can listen to it right now.
My name is Vinnie Jones, and I'm going to teach you a lesson you'll never forget. There are times in life when being tough comes in handy. Say some geezer collapses in front of you. What do you do? We need a volunteer that ain't breathing. Here's one I made earlier. First thing you do is you check him over. If he ain't responsive or he ain't breathing, or he's making noises like this, then his heart will stop working, he's having a cardiac arrest. Look lively. First call 999, then you do hands-only CPR, and no kissing. You only kiss your missus on the lips. Watch, lock your fingers together, knuckles up, then push down, right on the sovereign. Push down 5 or 6 centimetres. That's about 2 inches in old money. Push hard and fast, about 2 times a second, like to the beat of Staying Alive. Worried you'll hurt him? Better a cracked rib than him kicking the bucket. Keep this up till the ambulance arrives. So don't forget, check him over. Call 999, push hard and fast to Staying Alive. It works. Hands only CPR. It ain't as hard as it looks. If you want to come in handy in an emergency, why not sign up for one of our Heartstart courses?
Right, that's what it sounded like. It was longer than that, obviously.
You can tell you're working with pros when we're
That was three seconds, where was it?
But,
This is for the audience only.
So we'll try and find out and put that on the website. Vinnie Jones is out.
You've got to see it.
He's out.
But honestly, I genuinely believe I could save someone's life now.
Yeah.
Because
and I've got one more piece of news as well.
So the other bit of thing, though, is when you're doing it, I don't think you actually want to be singing it out loud. Because when
and you're on the tube, you just.
I know what I'm doing.
If you sing it Staying Alive and he carks it,
this is what I mean. This is why I wouldn't sing it.
It's terrible.
He's not alive. He's not alive. And then you just put their eyes down. Close their eyes. Put a blanket over them. Never mind.
Next time.
Sing it on the inside. Yeah. Sing it on the inside.
Singing Puff Daddy, I'll be missing you straight away.
Terrible. I've got another piece of news, an article that I parked this morning. Ricky Hatton.
Massive
Manchester City fan.
That's true, massive after.
Yeah, as you can tell by the surrounding noise of the building sort of semi-collapsing around us, it's a bit windy in the UK right now. Anyone who's not listening to this in the UK, we've been hit by this hurricane-like wind.
75 miles.
Scotland were without power, half of it.
Probably a good idea to go to the temporary building for a pint.
The Scottish have called it Hurricane Ball Bag, which is quite good.
Ball Bag?
Yeah, that's
or
what
Ball Bag?
Well, they call it Ball Bag.
I hate Iceland.
There you go. Right. So, but anyway, we're all coughing it, even down here in the southeast. Ricky Hatton tweeted this morning, if you forgive the French, because he starred out some of the lads, but he went, fucking wind, it's broke, it's not one of my gnomes over, right? And there's two Manchester City gnomes, one of which is fallen over, broken with his leg off. And it's just brilliant. It's on the Mirror website. Just Google Ricky Hatton gnome and you'll find
Ricky
it.
Ricky Hatton's gnome.
Ricky Hatton's gnome. And obviously the headline that I put up was Storms Hit Ricky Hatton Who Suffers a Broken Gnome.
Oh.
Right. That was alright. That's not bad.
I mean, that's that bad that Stuart Hall started walking away. He just walked in.
No, it wasn't that bad.
See you later, Stu.
Bye, Stu.
Well, Stu was probably the only thing holding this down in terms of gravity. We're just going to collapse. We're not going to collapse. We're going to start floating up.
Film up.
He's opened the door. I'm surprised it's all right. Right, that's pretty much it. So, 90s porn stars.
Yes, Ilie Dimitrescu.
Ilie Dimitrescu.
Oh, yeah.
Various clubs: Steaua Bucharest, obviously Spurs.
You know,
he left Spurs and went on loan to Sevilla, which I didn't know. Then he went back to West Ham, played for another. The best thing about him, he managed like so many clubs, like a journeyman manager. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, at least 12, 13
clubs. Bassett,
the only ones of any note were Athens, and then he went back to some Romanian teams, and then Panathinaikos, and lately Steaua Bucharest.
Are you skipping this because they're
unbalanced? Is he manager at Steaua Bucharest now?
No, he was.
Oh, right.
He is now, he established Sports and Business World as he was keen to start his new career as a player agent.
It's not generic at all, is it?
It went about as well as his career at Spurs, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
I've been on the website. Some of his clients, some of his big name clients: Alexandra Marion, plays for FC Saint-Amar. Valerie Borduno plays for FC Steaua.
Big one.
They're basically
Romanians.
Yeah.
Romanian. Go home and sign all these players.
Romanian first or second division players.
Well done, Ilie Dimitrescu.
And he's also an art lover, and he's got a gallery in Bucharest. So if you're ever in Bucharest, go and see some paintings.
He should probably hook up with Joey Barton.
Yeah, I reckon they'd love
it. They'd love a cultural exchange.
Read some pretentious books, get photographed, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Just quick, you mentioned Football Manager. We should redo a Football Manager challenge. We should both start a game with someone and see how we can get on.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Anyway, go on, sorry.
All right. That's us done. I think we've completed our little sheet of paper with bits on.
Yeah,
and we're alive.
Smashed it, and we're well,
just
for
about
the moment.
Still here. Stu's legged it. I think he got scared. Email us at banter@footballpubcast.co.uk. We're on Twitter @footballpubcast, @theboysilver, @JimStaples, @MillardDonna10, @SimonHead, and @StuHoare.
He won't say anything, but
we're on Facebook. We should really look after that a bit more. We haven't really done a lot of that. And the website, which we do look after, is footballpubcast.co.uk. Before we finish up, there were 5 of us around the table today.
There were.
Next week, there will be 6.
We've got a full squad. We've got a full team back.
The return of the Mank, as Mark Morrison never said.
What's this space?
Michael Cox is coming back.
Wrestling references will abound.
Will increase by about 1,000,000%. But Michael Cox is back. It'd be good to have him back. It will mean we have to talk about Man United some at a time, though. That's the only downside.
Yeah.
So it might dilute the Tottenham talk.
Thursdays as well, isn't it? Thursdays is now Pubcast official day.
Yeah.
So Thursday afternoon is when the Pubcast will be up every day, so you know what to look out for.
Yeah.
Good work. Well remembered, Dan.
That was the Football Pubcast, our first one of 2012.
Well, maybe a good year.
First one of 2012.
Well, the boys.
Let's keep going, see if we can hit 100. We've done 63, we can do 100.
I don't see why not.
We can do 100. We'll see you in a week's time.
See you later. Good night. See you later.
Yeah, it was good fun, huh?
Right, do we get out now when it's live?
I don't know. I'm legging it. See you later, boys.